The number one marketing strategy you need in today's business climate is networking. Word of mouth and referral marketing is the most powerful way to grow your business. But for many, just the idea of networking causes anxiety, frustration, and perhaps a little fear. The Once Timid Networker radio show will get you through these networking challenges by providing tips, suggestions, and real-life success stories of other business professionals who got out of their own way and learned to love networking. Now, here's your host, the original Once Timid Networker, Tara Schmeichel.
Hello, you guys. I am so excited for the show today. I am Tara Schmeichel, the Once Timid Networker. Once timid, not so much anymore. But today, I am so excited to share with you something that has had a huge impact on my personal progress, what I've seen in other people who have taken an interest in this topic, and has really made a huge difference for the people who are doing it. It's StrengthFinder. And if you haven't seen the book, StrengthsFinder 2.0, I would highly encourage you to go out and get it. Go find it on Amazon, go to Target, go to the bookstore, find a StrengthsFinder consultant and get it from them. Regardless of how you get it, just get it. It was gifted to me a couple of years ago by my mentor and friend, Nancy Giacomuzzi, who gave it to me and a couple of other and everybody else on the team. We took the test, and I am a person who, those of you who know me, know that I love tests and want to figure out more about myself. And at the point when I took it, I really was lost and didn't know, you know, I mean, I was okay, but not really feeling it. I was still very timid. Well, when I took this test, it gave me such clarity because I realized that all of the things that I had been embarrassed about or that people had teased me about or I thought were weaknesses, this book defined them as strengths. And so the list making that I did, I learned how to leverage it to my benefit and become a more productive person. The positivity, which is one of my strengths, and I had been teased my whole life about being a Pollyanna. And it's not that I was, you know, really Pollyanna, but I like to see the glass half full, okay? But I didn't feel bad about it anymore. And so this book has helped me a great deal. One of the things that happens when a person starts to live within their strengths, they lead a more productive life, they are happier, they have direction, they have confidence, and they become all-around better people. So I would like to introduce to you today my new very good friend, who we've known each other for a while, but have only recently, well, I've recently been able to get to know her better and have enjoyed it so thoroughly I can't even explain and express. And hopefully you'll be able to hear that through the radio here today. But Jean, Jean Nichols, who is a consultant with StrengthFinder, and she's going to tell you a little bit more about that, but I'd like to introduce you to her now. Jean, welcome to the show.
Hello, Tara, and thank you. And it's so great to hear all your positivity come through your radio show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I had met Jean, for those of you listening, I met Jean a couple of years ago, and she was hosting an event, and I thought she just seemed like such a nice person, but I was still very timid, you know, and recently have thought, you know, this would be so great if all of the other people who are trying to make their networking more efficient and more effective could leverage their strengths and be able to work within that way. So thank you so much for coming on to the show and helping us with that. I appreciate it, and I know the listeners today will as well. So thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm super excited. And anytime I can talk to a group of people or with someone one-on-one about their strengths and their unique contributions to their work and their personal space, I get extremely excited.
I so understand. So, Jean, tell me a little bit first. Tell us about your business and what you do.
Well, that's a big story, and I'll try to keep it short. I do a couple of different things in my business. Where I met Tara originally is I host networking events for women. There's a group called Network Buzz Events, and that's been my hobby for quite a while. And I also have a company that I started about 2.5 years ago called Niche Solutions with a tagline of Discover Your Niche. And the focus for that company is to really work with small to mid-sized organizations, nonprofits, individuals, to help them identify strengths within their teams and their organizations, and to create a common platform or a common language from a strengths-based perspective to engage employees and to drive better business strategies.
Fantastic. And it makes such a huge difference, too, when you are learning how to communicate with people using your strengths. Okay, so thank you for sharing that. Tell me now how, and just if you haven't been to one of Jean's networking events, they're phenomenal. And that was, it was really great. I enjoyed it thoroughly and made some wonderful connections that actually have remained with me until, you know, to this day. So great event. Tell me how you got started with StrengthFinder.
That's a really good story. I actually am a finance and technology person by trade. A lot of times when I'm facilitating large groups and I say that, you can hear jaws hit the table because they don't see many finance people standing in front of rooms of hundreds of people communicating.
Uh-huh.
But when I was in finance, I worked at Best Buy, and I had the gift of being able to learn about my own individual strengths while at Best Buy, as Marcus Buckingham and the Gallup organization partnered up with Best Buy to implement strengths-based philosophies as part of the culture within the Best Buy organization. So I took my StrengthsFinder assessment, and much like you, Tara, I got really excited because I finally could figure out why my entire career I've job crafted. Looked at a job description, said, yep, I like that, that I'm going to change, and this, yeah, we're going to get rid of. And every job I've walked into it, gotten the job, and that's what I've done. And most of my focus in finance has really been around learning new systems and technologies and creating new business models and then teaching people how to make better business decisions through that technology. And StrengthsFinder helped me to understand that. It helped me to have a common language that I could discuss with my managers, with my mentors, and really help hone in on where I can make the most impact in the finance organization and within Best Buy. And also as somebody that likes to learn and teach things back out, it gave me an opportunity to really learn about my teammates' strengths, my management strengths, and as I was recruiting people to come into Best Buy for different finance positions, I could interview them from a strengths-based perspective and really quickly assess what kind of activities they would get energized by and whether or not the roles that we were hiring for would be a good fit for them, not just based on their skills, but really where they're going to get their energies and where they're going to have signs of success.
Very cool. And it totally does. I can't believe the level and the depth of this test. So will you share, I mean, because I can share my little version of the test is you go online, you take the test, and you get back a very unique profile of your, out of the 34 strengths, you get your very unique profile of your top five. And then you learn how to use the, you know, you get an assessment review thingy that tells you how to, what to do with them, how to talk to people who have those strengths and steps that you can use, you know, do to leverage them greater. Now, that's my little version of it. Now you tell me, you tell us what it is. I guess I know there's more to it.
And you did a really great job with that.
Oh,
and most people, nice work, Tara. Most people that go out there and they get the StrengthsFinder book, they'll do the same thing. Somebody told them or explained it to them. They've either bought Now Discover Your Strengths, StrengthsFinder 2.0. They may have even purchased Strengths-Based Leadership. The assessment that you take in all of them is the same assessment. And once you go out online and you take that assessment, you get a PDF file back, and it'll give you a lot of valuable information about each of the themes. And the StrengthsFinder 2.0 PDF that you get back actually goes one step farther to try to help you identify with and resonate more with the information that you're seeing and try to lead you down a path so that you can leverage it more. What people miss when they take the assessment is a lot of times they'll look at it and say, oh, I have positivity in my top five. That's great. I must just be positive all the time. Well, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are just positivity or just achiever. you are a combination of all of these strengths together. And depending on what those activities are that you're doing, you may be leveraging one of those strengths or talent themes. You may be leveraging two or three of those talent themes at any given point in time. So as you're going through and you're reading through the assessments and you're reading through your results, it's really important that you can tie into what you're reading, what you're learning, the activities that you feel really excited by. And the beauty of the assessment is 1 in 33 million people will take the assessment and have the same top 5 test results or assessment results. Mm-hmm. So if you really think about that, 1 in 33 million people are going to look like me or potentially act like me or get energized by the same activities that I do for the same reasons that I do.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's very cool. So it is very unique.
Yeah. It is. And there, a lot of times people will take the assessment for the first time, and then 5 years or 10 years later, they'll take the assessment again, and then they'll have the question, well, something changed. I have a different theme now that I didn't have before. Maybe 2 themes are new than the first time you took the assessment. Well, the first time that you actually take the assessment, it's more true. For you, anytime you take it again, what you're finding is different themes have similarities to one another, but also realistically, you're resonating with your top 10 talent themes versus your top 5. So what could be happening based on what your work is, or if you've changed jobs, or there's a situation in your personal life, you might be leveraging one of the other top 10 themes, and that's what you're seeing happen. One might pull up and pull down.
Oh, that's interesting. So when I was reading it the first time a couple of years ago, one of the things that stuck with me was that they weren't strengths necessarily, but they were talents, like you had mentioned, a talent theme, and that by implementing them or using them or leveraging them or cultivating them, they become a strength. Is that correct in my understanding?
Yeah, that's really beautifully stated. So when you think about it, over the course of your lifetime in your personal and professional life, you gain a number of skills. You've learned how to draw. You've learned how to write. You may be a finance person. You might be someone more creative or an architect. You've gained and collected all these skills through schooling, through certifications, through on-the-job training. And then you have these series of talents. And really, when you take this StrengthsFinder assessment, it's discovering your talent themes. So really, where are you going to be driven to get through your work? And it's discovering the combination of your skills and your talent theme and applying those into the activities that you really get energized by. That's what's going to help you identify what your strength part is. So it's really the combination of the two together. And that's why StrengthsFinder is kind of nicely crafted as it's a journey. It's a journey of discovery. So I'm giving you themes. It's not telling me the whole story. Now, what I have the ability to do is peel back the onion, the layers of the onion, apply it to the skills that I've learned over a course of time, apply it to the activities that I really get excited by, and combine it with the common language of the strength themes. That's when you have your strength. And that's when you can tie that into your personal brand or your professional brand and leverage that as a communication tool as you're networking.
Oh, very interesting. Now, can you expand on that a little bit more? How does that work as far as when it comes down to networking? I mean, if I'm going to use my number one is achiever. So when I'm networking, how would that help me to leverage that when I'm networking?
Well, let's go through the process. You're not, number one for you is achiever, but what are the next 4 for you?
I also have empathy and then focus, positivity, or strategy, and then positivity.
So again, as I mentioned earlier, you're never just one of these, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're a combination of all of them. So when you think about the activities that you care, I get really excited by, what are some of those activities that you could just do all day long that you lose track of time with?
Like you're asking me?
I'm asking you.
Okay. I love visiting with people and finding out what they know and what they enjoy, you know, sitting down for coffee, just like how we do on our show. I love being able to sit down and talk with people. I love learning about what's new and what's coming and what's happening. And then I like to share that. I love to make a list, as most people know. I love tidiness and organization. I don't know. I should have thought about that better. But those are some things that I really enjoy. And, yeah, I could do them all day long.
Now,
as long as they had a point to them.
As long as they have what?
As long as they had a point to them or a reason behind them. You know, just to frivolously make a list, not so much. But, you know.
And that is a very, very important statement that you just made right there to tie all of it together. So when you're visiting people to get to know what they do and what they enjoy, there's a reason that you're talking to them. So for you, when you're going into a networking event, it's not just necessarily about working an entire room. You've probably come in there with a couple of ideas of things that you might be looking for, maybe, maybe not. Or as you meet that first person, you start to get those ideas and you start to ask questions that are going to get to a solution or some insight or some information for you. You're going to focus in and then you're going to be able to take those pieces of information and tie them into a strategy. And maybe you have a new aha moment for the Once Timid Networker show. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's connecting it to those pieces. But again, your lists are They're very on purpose. They give you that focus so that you can work through the process and you're very on point with why you're doing that. Now, if you were to say, I just like to make lists, well, then you would have a different strength. You know, making lists for a purpose so that you can execute on them, that's very different. I'll give you an example. For example, if you and let's come up with a common activity, and I think I used this in our conversation. Our common activity could be that you and I both enjoy grocery shopping. And as an achiever, you like to grocery shop because from an intentional perspective, you have a list of things that you need to get. You have a list of things that you need to do that day. So grocery shopping is on that list. When you grocery shop, you have a list of items that you want to get. And when you go into that grocery store, you probably know which aisle everything is in. And you strategically get to the grocery store and get everything on your list, maybe a couple of extra, oh yeah, I forgot this, but probably not too many. You're out the store and you get to check off that item, that activity off your list. So you're very driven to accomplish those things. Myself, for example, I don't have Achiever in my top five. I actually have it as number 33 on my list of 34. Uh-huh. And when I grocery shop, I love food. So when I go into a grocery store, I don't have a list. I walk around the store, I check out the fresh fish, the fresh meat, I check out the vegetables, I see maybe what's on sale, maybe what's not on sale, if something new came into the store that I should try. It's an experience, it's a journey, and I throw everything into my cart, and when I get back home, I make up something from all the stuff that I just bought to make for dinner. So I would likely drive you nuts in a grocery store, and you would likely help me to stay on point with getting to the store quicker than what I needed to when I go on my own. So
okay.
We could work together to get through that process. If we grocery shop together, my strength would be helping you to identify something new that maybe you could try and add to your list the next time. Your strength that you'd share with me is helping me to get through that store on purpose, so that we had for sure the ingredients that we needed to make for dinner that night. So it's a way that you and I have different strengths. We can enjoy the same activity,
mm-hmm.
and then we can work together to leverage our strengths. So if you're thinking about going into a networking event, for example, as you go in there, you may have a specific reason why you go in there. If you're wanting to communicate with other people what your strengths are, you need to align those to the activities that you get energized by in your business. So, for example, I get really energized by making change in organizations. So when I'm networking with people, I might listen to all of the things that they're telling me about their jobs, about their groups, about their organizations. And in my head, I might be coming up with ideas or ways in which they could make a change that might help them improve just a little bit or help them improve a lot by tweaking a couple of things. So when I network and they walk away from me, my brand now is that I'm sharing with them ideas and information to create change. So it's really understanding what are those activities about your job. If you're an entrepreneur, it's really important for you to know what your strengths are and to know what activities you get really excited by, because that's going to help you identify the people that maybe you want to partner with. So if you're really good at driving strategy, but you're not necessarily great at writing blogs, maybe you can partner with someone. You can help them articulate the strategy. They can help you write the blogs. So it's really trying to make sure, you know, as an entrepreneur, as a consultant, as an employee, that you're focusing as much time as you can on those activities that you are truly energized by, and those are your strengths. Your StrengthsFinder themes are the words, they're the common language that you can use to share with your manager, with your business partners, with your customers, with your clients, why they should use you and how they should use you more effectively.
So, Jean, if, okay, so, and I completely, I know, I think I shared this with you, but for those of you who who I have worked with, you know this, and those of you who I have not yet worked with, you will know this. And I, whenever I start to work closely with somebody, I always ask them, okay, tell me what your top five strengths are, because, and then I ask them to send me their report as well, because I want to be able to, first of all, I want to communicate with them the way they like to be communicated with, but I also want to know if they can help me fill in my gaps, like you talked about before, like with you and I shopping together. So when what if we're working with somebody who has never done StrengthsFinder before? And, I mean, if we start to use that language with someone who's not familiar with this, is it going to be lost on them? Will we still be able to communicate effectively, showing that we have these, you know, these strengths? Do you know what I'm saying? If that's making sense. Okay.
I know what you're saying.
Okay. how does that work with someone who's not familiar?
Well, in the StrengthsFinder, the assessment that you take, again, it's a tool that you can use to help you understand yourself as an individual. When I combine my strengths or my skills with my talents, what those themes look like to other people. When you're talking with someone that's never taken the StrengthsFinder assessment, they still have strength. They have signs of a strength.
Yeah.
And really, again, it's a tool for you to help you communicate more about the work that you do that you want to collect and do more of. I'm not sure that was very clear, but when you're talking to someone, so if you and I are having a conversation and you've never taken StrengthsFinder, I can still explore what your strengths parts are. I can say, Tara, tell me about some of the activities that you do in your job that you really like. Tell me about some of your signs of success. In one of Marcus Buckingham's books, his Go Put Your Strengths to Work, he came up with an acronym called SIGN. It's SIGN. And that S stands for success. So if you're networking with someone who hasn't taken StrengthsFinder, ask them to tell you about where they've been successful. When have they received awards? When have they received compliments for the work that they've done, job well done? The next thing you can ask them for is the I. So what are the things that they're instinctually drawn to? So for me, Jean, personally, I'm instinctually drawn to conversations when people talk about individual strengths, team strengths. I'm drawn to conversations when they're talking about new technologies because I get a kick out of them. These are things that are instinctual for me to leverage or to do. The G stands for growth. So when you're going through your career, when you go to school or get certification, what are the things that you grow the most at, grow the most quickly at? There was a speed reading study that Gallup did, and I'll share with you this really quick. They took Group A and Group B through a speed reading class over a three-week period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And Group A, they read, and I don't remember the numbers specifically, so I'm going to throw some out here for effect.
Okay.
The first group read 85 words per minute. I'm pretty close with that number. The first group read 85 words per minute, which is good, right? The second group, Group B, they could read on average 150 words per minute, so they could read a little bit better. They went through this three-week-long course, speed reading course. Really, I'm teaching you how to read better. That's it. Group A, they got better. At the end of the three-week course, they went from 85 words per minute to about 100 words per minute. So they had an improvement. Mm-hmm. Wasn't huge, but they improved.
Yeah.
The second group, where they started at 150 words per minute, they improved, and they could now read something like 450 words per minute. So it increased dramatically. They had like a 16, I think the statistic is like a 1600% increase in the rate at which they could read. What that tells me is it's not only that I can get better at it, I can get better at anything that I try. But if I'm really excited about reading and that's something that is a talent I want to get better at, my growth potential is immensely larger than that of an activity that I'm not as excited by.
Oh, now, that makes so much sense.
What's interesting about this study is the group that they didn't read as fast, so they weren't the speed readers, but they were going through the motions of this class. An interesting impact or outcome from that is, as they went through this class, Group A, the not speed readers, they actually had more instances at work where their bosses were coming up to them because their productivity levels have dropped. Employees were complaining because they were getting snapped at more by their bosses, and they got into more fights with their spouses and their kids. So it was interesting not only the fact that, A, they went through this three-week-long class, and B, they got better at reading. But C, they were so de-energized by that activity that it actually had significant impacts on their personal and professional life in a negative manner.
So if we are not doing the things that we love, and this, I'm just going to rephrase this in the simplest form. If we're not doing the things that give us energy, it will actually take energy from us. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Oh.
So that's the G, and that's the growth. And then there's the N, which these are the things we need to do on a daily basis to feel fulfilled. So, Tara, for you, for example, as an achiever, you need to make a list, and you need to cross something off that list every day, or you will probably stay up until 3 a.m. until you can cross something off that list.
Yes. Yes, that's right.
it's something that you need to do every day. So if you're having a conversation with an individual who has never taken StrengthsFinder, has never even heard of the study of strengths, which is really there's applied positive psychology, that's really the foundation of the study of strengths, or positive or appreciative inquiry. Those are two of the sciences behind strengths. If they've never heard of any of those things, you can just start to ask them questions around the signs of where they are, where they do have strengths. What have they been successful at? What are things that they're instinctually drawn to in their jobs? When they look back in their careers, what were the things that they grew at the most and the most quickly? And then on a day-to-day basis, what are the things that you feel the need to do?
Interesting. So that's how you can kind of figure out a little bit more about people. So then once you, you know, you've got your strengths and you kind of maybe have an idea of, you know, what the people that you're talking with and that you're communicating with, whether or not they've taken a test or not, how can we communicate more effectively with them so that we're using our strengths? Because I'm thinking specifically, I'm thinking of in networking, of course, because this is a networking show. And so I'm thinking of when we are in a sitting down, in a, you know, having a one-to-one type of a coffee meeting, or maybe we're going to a networking event. What are some ways that we can use this so that we can communicate more effectively?
Well, again, StrengthsFinder is a tool to help you understand more about yourself. And for the other people that have taken the assessment, it's giving you a common language that you can say, oh, I'm an achiever, or I'm adaptable, I'm empathetic. It's giving you, again, that common language. But really, the conversations really start to whittle themselves down into what are the activities that you get energized by in your jobs. So if you and I are networking together, Tara, I would say, okay, What are these activities that you just told me about? You enjoy visiting these people, know what they enjoy, and it has a point or a reason. And you're going to leverage that somehow into the once timid networker, potentially leverage it into another opportunity that you have yet to create. Now, if you and I are networking, it's really the approach of networking is really, what can I do for you? Mm-hmm. So anytime you enter into a networking conversation, it's not necessarily about what you're going to take away. It's about offering what you can do for the other person and starting the conversations in those spaces, because I know what my strengths are. I know, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, I know what strengths and what skills I want to leverage to do more work. So when I ask you, Tara, what is it that I can do for you, and you start to tell me what it is that you need for Once Timid or whatever your job mm-hmm. is, then I can start to leverage, okay, these are strengths that I have. Yes, you and I might be a fit, and here's how I can help you with the strengths that I have to offer. And then you offer up those strengths.
Interesting. I love that, because we do. You know, when we link arms with another person when we're networking, and, you know, the benefits come with, you know, from referrals, but also from self-improvement, becoming a better person, all of those things. But when we link ourselves with someone else, we become more whole. And as everyone, you know, you listeners, you know that my favorite words are efficiency and effectiveness. When we're linked with someone who fills the gaps that we are lacking, we become more effective. We become more efficient. We have someone that we can, you know, that can fill that void. I have a friend who, my very good friend, Steve Wine, he and I both have empathy. When we looked at our reports, our PDFs, our empathies are so different from each other. And we always kind of joke about how when one of us needs to be able to talk about something and needs a perspective, we'll call on each other to be able to get a very well-rounded view of, you know, a situation, or am I feeling the right way about this, or, you know, whatever. So I personally have felt this, where you become a whole because of, you know, what the other person can fill in for you. And so I can imagine that's not, I'm not unique in that way.
No, and it's beautiful that you guys actually took the time to dive into that conversation. Now, I want to throw out there a couple of things. Okay. One, when I talk about a strength, I'm not talking necessarily about how many weights you can lift, and I'm pretty strong. Let's just be clear, I'm strong.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I'm talking about a strength, I want to change the definition of strengths and weaknesses just a little bit right now. When you think about what a strength is, it's an activity that you feel strong at. So really, again, it's focusing back on the activity that you're doing. So if you and I are sitting in a meeting and you feel de-energized, well, you're not doing a meeting, right? Unless mm-hmm. you're facilitating the meeting, presenting in the meeting, taking notes in the meeting, that's the activity that you're doing. So making sure that we're really clear and talking about strengths and taking these talent themes and tying them back to the activities, that's when you're really starting to identify what a strength is. And a weakness, again, is an activity that you feel de-energized doing. So when I think about trying to give you the feeling aspect of it, if I'm working from a strengths place where I feel like I'm doing an activity that I am just jazzed by, it's like you have that little can of Coca-Cola in your stomach and somebody just shook it up and you mm-hmm. just pop the top, that's the energy that you feel. Or you don't think once about picking up your BlackBerry, your iPhone, or looking at a text message. You don't even think about logging into checking your emails. You're mm-hmm. so focused on whatever that activity is that time flies by and all of a sudden you look up and 3 hours have passed away. Now, when you're yeah. thinking about an activity that is a weakening activity, those are the activities, for me personally, I would rather go have my dentist pull out my wisdom teeth without using Novocaine or any other process.
Yeah.
You feel de-energized. You check your phone every 2 seconds. You look at the time every 5 minutes. If you're working in an office at a cubicle, you get up to go get candy from Marilyn's desk every 3 minutes or go to the bathroom. You'll do anything you can to not have to focus very long on this activity because it's so draining for you. So when you're thinking about in terms of a strength and a weakness or a weakening activity, again, really focus on those activities, because that's where you start to get that foundation that now you can say, okay, from that activity, I can tell you I'm using my achiever and my empathy and my focus doing that activity. That's where you start to understand how those activities and using your skills and your talents, how they combine together.
Okay, so now I just had a thought.
Yep.
If I'm in an activity that is draining me and de-energizing me and it's taking my power and I'm feeling at my weakest moment, is it possible for me to use my strengths and change my attitude about that?
Definitely. So again,
or is that just my positivity?
Well, you do have a lot of positivity, and that will get you personally through a lot. However, yes. For the average person such as myself, yes, you can definitely you can use your strengths to get you through what those activities are. And I'll refer back to this Go Put Your Strengths to Work book, not because I'm trying to plug it, just because for people that are learners like yourself and myself, I want to be able to give a reference tool that people can look at.
Yeah.
But there's another acronym in there. It's called STOP. So there's different ways to look at some of these de-energizing activities. You might actually, depending on who relies on whatever that is that you're doing, you might actually be able to stop it altogether and nobody will notice. And maybe it's something instead of doing it daily, you did it once a quarter and that would be enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's other activities that maybe you're doing. If you're an entrepreneur, for example, with my own business, I love to do web design work, right? But I don't have the time to do it. There's parts of it that's energizing. There's parts of it that's de-energizing. So for me, it's who can I find that I can partner with that can do that work for me, and I can let that go, and we can team up. She's doing something she's really great at, and I have now free time that I can go find more project work to do that will keep me engaged and energized and executing at a really high level. So it's how do I team up, and that's where the networking comes into play. If I'm working in an organization, so for example, when I'm at Best Buy, if I can find somebody to team up with that's really good at digging down deep into the analysis so that I can pull up the strategy and teach it to other people, that's how I can partner really well with another teammate. There's other things that you can do is the more you offer up your strengths, the less time you have to do those weekending activities. So if I keep volunteering to do more of those activities that I love to do, I don't have as much time to do the activities that are de-energizing for me. So then either I have to get them done really quick and my reward is to do something that's more energizing, or I need to partner up with somebody else to try to do that for me. And then it's just changing your perception. And this one I love the most, especially with achievers, because anytime you have someone that has achiever in their top five anywhere, and they're going through a struggle or competition, they're going through a challenging activity, competition for sure. How can I set it up so I'm competing against myself to win to get through that activity? I'll give you an example. So let's say I have to create a report every month, and it takes me 2 hours to get this report done, but realistically, it should probably only take me 30 minutes. But because it's so de-energizing for me, I do everything else I possibly can besides finishing this report. Now, if I have competition as one of my top themes, what I could do then is change it, use my strength, and say, okay, last month it took me 2 hours to get this done. I'm going to see if I can get it done in an hour 50. And you set up your own personal competition and that personal challenge, or you tell someone about it and they hold you accountable for it.
Yeah.
And then you can set up rewards if you want to. But it's ways that you can change your perception of the activity or break the activity into chunks and find maybe chunks that you are energized by with and layer them in between the chunks that you're not as excited by.
I love that. I think that's interesting that you say that because my husband has got achiever and competition. And, you know, it's funny because, once again, those were things that, you know, when he and I would play a game, and you and I talked about it briefly, but we would play a game and I could tell he had competition. And I always thought, oh, man, I didn't want to play. and so I would just let him win because I didn't want him to be upset if he lost, you know. Not that I had to throw the game all the time or anything like that, but you know what I mean? it was
right.
Easier to just, you know. But it's funny because when there are things that he wants to accomplish and needs to accomplish, he tells me, you know, I just make a game out of it. And that's exactly what it is, achiever and the competition against himself. And so that's interesting that you say that. So,
and that'll work great for him. It might not work for you or for some other people, but that's a way that he's naturally changed his perception to get through whatever that is.
Yeah. Oh, that's so interesting.
Now, I also want to go back. We were talking a little bit about the benefits of some of the strengths, and I know, or I want to at least acknowledge for the people that are listening in, there might be people in job transition. There might be people that are managing other people. Leveraging and understanding what your own strengths are, especially as you're in job transition and you're looking for new opportunities and you're really trying to identify the right jobs for you to go into. You know, when you're looking at a job description and you reflect back on where you had successes in your career previously, if the job description aligns with where you've had past successes and you're leveraging some of those strengthening activities, probably a good job for you to apply for. And as you're going through that interview process, if you can use examples that will bring you through the activities that you're the most energized by doing in your job, that's going to reflect on the interviewer. And as you use examples, as they ask you questions about a skill that you might need to use in a particular role, if you're de-energized by that particular skill, that's going to show up as well. So it's really just making sure that as you're going through the interview process or as you're in job transition, and you could even be in career transition, you could go from being a finance person like I did to being an entrepreneur. You're in transition. Mm-hmm. So really understanding, what are the strengths, what are the activities that I really want to look for in the next opportunity, and which of those jobs are going to provide me an opportunity to use those 50, 60, 70% of my day? Because that's the job that you're going to take, that you're going to be the most effective at, you're going to be the most engaged in those roles, and you're going to have the most successes. And if you're a manager managing people, it's really important for you as you're interviewing candidates for jobs, as you're looking at your team to try to divvy up project work, it's going to be really important for you to identify and look for the signs of employee successes or interview candidate successes, because that's going to help you identify with, are they going to be successful and engaged in this job? Because let's face it, we need to have a bottom line with our organizations. We need to hit that.
Yeah.
If I have employees that are more engaged than less engaged, that has significant impact on my bottom line. They'll stay in their jobs longer. They will refer their friends into the organization, so I'll save on recruiting costs. When they stay in the organization or stay with the company, you save money because you don't have to recruit new hires. You maintain tribal knowledge in the organization. And also, if it's a customer-facing job, it maintains those customer relationships. And if I have an employee that's really engaged in their work, it reflects on your customers who are going to give you referrals, who are going to buy more product. And we all know that it's easier to maintain a relationship than it is to gain a new customer or client.
Yeah.
So strength trickles all the way through the whole process, not just about me as an individual, me as a manager, me as an individual, me as a leader in an organization, as an entrepreneur, as a parent. It trickles through the entire spectrum.
And it is, well, and like I said at the beginning of the show, for me, learning about my strengths was life-altering, and it definitely allowed me to see myself in a different light. It showed me that the things that I had that were exciting to me and those activities that I found energizing, the more I focused on them, the more I enjoyed my world. And I didn't realize it, but that was exactly what happened. And so as you're talking about it, I'm like, yep. And so I've also seen, you know, different times when I have gotten off track and, you know, as we've been talking, I'm thinking, yeah, I can see how that was maybe not working within my strengths. And so it's really important to, you know, find what they are so that you can figure that out, because, and I know that sounds a little vague, but if you don't know how you're working, it's just not as effective. Now we are running out of time for today's show, but I do want to always, you know, one of the things I always ask, Jean, if there was one thing that our listeners could do that would make a difference and help them, you know, in their networking efforts, if there was just that one thing, you know, whether it's something we've already discussed or something, you know, in addition, what would that be?
Wow, you're making me only come up with one thing.
We don't want to overwhelm, you know. They might be
That's
making
horrible.
A list. If you really want, you can say two.
I could probably say about 20 because it's such a topic that hits so close to my own personal heart.
Yeah.
You know, as you're going out and looking to build your business, find the next great opportunity for yourself, learn more about yourself so that you can manage, lead, or be a better employee, I think the best thing that I could tell you to do is just really focus in on what are the activities that you've done in the past week, the past month, the past year within your career that have really, truly energized you and taken you to the next level. And whittle through what it was about that activity that really got you excited. And look for opportunities in the future to do that more.
I like that. And that was something that you had shared with me too. And ever since you and I talked about that, that has been something that I have kind of stopped and thought about. Now, I want to segue this because there is a new book, and at least I think it's new, called Standout, that's by Marcus Buckingham. And can you just tell us very briefly about that book? Because I personally think that these two, StrengthsFinder and Standout, go so hand in hand that I can't imagine one without the other anymore, now that I know the book.
You're hilarious, and you definitely have learners somewhere in there. I'm pretty sure about that. Now, Standout, so one of my roles through my company is I'm actually an independent consultant for the Marcus Buckingham Company. So I work with the Marcus Buckingham team and go out and facilitate different strengths-based workshops and activities. The Standout assessment and the Standout book was launched, I believe they did their formal book launch in September. They had done a launch prior to that starting back in, March, April, May, June-ish time frame, kind of smatterings throughout that time frame. Now, the Standout assessment is unique, and for those that don't know this, Marcus Buckingham, when he worked at Gallup for 17 years with Donald Clifton, and it was the combined efforts of Donald Clifton and Marcus Buckingham through the book, Now Discover Your Strengths, that the StrengthsFinder assessment was created to begin with. And Marcus Buckingham, after Donald Clifton had passed away, started his own company called now TMBC, the Marcus Buckingham Company. The Standout assessment is unique because it focuses on when you're working in your place of strength, what does that look like to those people around you? The StrengthsFinder assessment does a really good job of helping you hone in as an individual. What are your strengths? What are those activities? And then how can I talk about those? The Standout assessment helps you to identify your unique comparative advantage by telling you what that looks like to other people. It's different in the fact that you only have 9 roles that you could that could come into your assessment versus the 34 themes that you would get from StrengthsFinder. And realistically, it's these top 2 roles that you play in the most. Mm-hmm. It's not to say that you can't be any of the 9 roles. You can leverage any of the 9 roles at any point in time. It's when you're in a situation where you're really playing to your strengths the most, or you're in a fire drill situation and you're working your way through that fire drill, this is how you're going to show up to the people around you. Now, different people react to the new assessment different ways. And really what the beauty about it is again, these are statements that other people are going to see in you. So if you read it and you're like, I'm not so sure this is me, give it to somebody that's your mentor, a colleague, a friend, a spouse, a significant other. Have them read it. Mm-hmm. And they'll look at you and go, oh, my gosh, you're nuts. You're completely X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. And the fun part about that is now you're opening up the door of the conversation that says, okay, I don't see this in myself. Tell me how you see me doing this, how I leverage this, what activities do I do that you see me show up in this way. So it's a really great, great assessment, a great tool to use, especially with managers and teams and with individuals who have spent a lot of time studying StrengthsFinder to take it to the next level and kind of up the ante.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. For you listeners, Jean and I met for coffee and got to know each other a little bit better, and she gifted the book to me, and I went home and promptly shut down my world so that I could take the test. And then I read the rest of the book, and then I read it again with a highlighter and made a whole bunch of notes and markings all over it so I could refer back to it. And it was. And it looks now very similar to my StrengthsFinder book, and I have not let them out of my sight since I got them. They've been in my both hands, you know, ever since. So definitely something that I would strongly encourage you as listeners to check out. Like I said before, go take this. If you haven't, if you've already taken it, refresh yourself. You won't be sorry. Jean, what is, because this is a networking show, what's a good referral for you? How could we help you?
Wow, I get gifts back. This is fantastic. You know, when I think about it, so one of the things that I'm trying to do more of to raise more awareness around the strength philosophy is to do some public workshops. I do one that I'm actually hosting one in February that's for managers specifically, so they can learn strengths-based tools. And I'll, throughout the year, do some workshops that will help you to identify your weaknesses and one that will be specific to the StrengthsFinder book. You know, referring people to attend any of those workshops would be fantastic. Or if you know of small, mid-size, or nonprofit organizations that don't necessarily have internal training areas, mm-hmm. that are looking to have someone not come in just to train, but to help them develop a strategy around a cultural shift for change. That would be myself, and I have a small team of people that I leverage as resources to help do that, and that's a blast. So
okay.
If I could get more opportunities for that, I'm all in.
Okay, and it sounds like you're speaking of a place of energy, and so that must be that sounds like an activity that you love. If we have that kind of a referral, how could we get a hold of you, Jean?
Well, they could do a couple of things. I have a website. It's Discover Your Niche, NICHE.com. They could go out to that website. They could forward that website on, and I also have email address or contact information on there. Or if they want to submit to a newsletter that I put out about bi-monthly right now at this point, they could do that as well. Or they could email me at jean@discoveryourniche.com.
Perfect. All right. Jean, thank you so much for being our guest today. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I've learned a lot and built on the things that I already knew. So thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you're a busy person, and I appreciate you sharing with us the information that you have today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tara. And I just want to tell you that you're inspiring because you have taken something that was a weakness for you and you've turned it into not only a strength but a passion. And your ability to take that passion and share that with so many people is truly inspiring. So thank you for letting me be a part of your journey.
Oh, thank you very much. That means so much to me. I appreciate that. And yes, hopefully you would like to come back again, because I think we could talk about this much longer. But, you know, since our hour is almost up, I wanted to, of course, invite you back, because I've enjoyed our conversation immensely.
Well, thank you, Tara. I'll definitely come back.
Okay, good. So for you listeners, if you haven't taken the test, I hope that you have been inspired to do so. Go out and get that book. Take the test. Send me your results if you want to. In fact, I would absolutely love, whether you've taken the test or you haven't, and you're going to, go to our Facebook page, the Once to Mid Networker, and post what your strengths are. Jean and I will be watching, and we'll make comments on your post as well. But I would love to see what kind of things, what your strengths are. I would enjoy being able to see that, because that is one of the things that does give me, that's one of the activities that gives me energy. So please, go ahead and take another look at that. Check out the other book as well, Standout. Those are things that will really make a difference in the way that you are marketing yourself, the way that you're enjoying your life, the work that you're doing, and especially because of our show, the networking that you are doing. This is very empowering and can definitely change a person's life. And so if you haven't, even if you see somebody who maybe hasn't heard of strengths, StrengthsFinder, share it with them as well, because you never know what kind of a difference you can make in their life. Once again, please go to our Facebook page, The Once Timid Networker, like us, share us, leave us a comment. I would love to hear what you have to say. And also you can check out our my blog, theoncetimidnetworker.com. Until next time, though, happy networking and have a really lovely rest of your day.
This has been a presentation of Next Stage Online Radio, the internet radio station for Next Stage Media Group. For more information on our business and lifestyle programs, go to nextstagemediagroup.com.